A Crossbreed by Franz Kafka. In a New English Translation by Dom. I have a peculiar animal, half kitten, half lamb. It's an heirloom out of my father's belongings. It evolved, though during my days, in the past, it was a lot more lamb than kitten, but now it has equal parts of both. From the cat, head and claws, from the lamb, height and build, the eyes of both, which are flickering and gentle, the fur hair, which is soft and short, the movements, which are both bouncing and sneaking. In the sunshine on the window board, it curls up into a ball and purrs. On the meadow, it runs like crazy and is hard to catch. It takes flight from cats. It wants to attack lambs. During the night, the eaves are its favorite path. It cannot meow. For rats, it feels disgust. It can couch next to the chicken house for hours, yet it never took the chance to murder. I feed it with sweet milk. It agrees well with it. In long draws, it sucks in the milk over its predator teeth. Naturally, it is a great spectacle for the kids. Sunday morning are visiting hours. I have the beastie on my lap, and all the kids from the neighborhood are standing around me. The weirdest questions are being asked, questions no man can answer. I do not put in any effort to answer without any further explanations. I content myself with showing what I have. Sometimes the children bring cats. Once they even brought two lambs. Against their expectations, there was no sense of recognition, though, through their animal eyes, the animals looked calmly at each other and accepted their existence of the other as a divine fact. In my lap, the animal does not know fear, nor the passion to hunt. Huddled against me, it feels the most comfortable. This is probably not due to some extraordinary sense of loyalty, but to the right instinct of an animal that has countless in-laws, but maybe not a single close-blood relative, and that therefore holds the protection it finds with us sacred. Sometimes I have to laugh, when it snuffles around me, twines through my legs, and is completely inseparable from me. Not enough with the fact that it is lamb and cat, it almost wants to be a dog on top of it. I suspect similar things in all seriousness. It has an agitation of both in it, the one from the cat and the one from the lamb, as different as they are. Therefore, though, its skin feels too tight. Maybe the butcher's knife would be a salvation for the animal. As it is an heirloom, though, that is a salvation. I must deny it.